listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish concludes this week's study on faithfulness by focusing on the reward God promises to those who endure faithfully to the end. Our key verse for today is Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. This week has been powerful, and we have been exploring what it means to live a life marked by faithfulness. Faithfulness to God, faithfulness in trials, and faithfulness in our relationships. Today, we bring it all together by focusing on the reward of faithfulness. Because the truth is, the life of faithfulness isn't easy. It's often marked by sacrifice and perseverance and unseen obedience. But it's not in vain. God sees, God remembers, and God rewards those who remain faithful to Him. Our key verse today comes from Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, where Jesus says, "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." This promise was given to the church in Smyrna, a group of believers facing intense persecution. They weren't promised an easy life. They weren't told their problems would go away. They were told, "Stay faithful, endure, hold fast. And when it's all said and done, there is a crown of life waiting for you." The crown of life represents eternal victory, eternal joy, and eternal reward. It's not a participation trophy. It's a reward given to those who overcome, who persevere, who remain steadfast in their devotion to Jesus, no matter the cost. Faithfulness is about playing the long game. It's not about short bursts of enthusiasm. It's about consistent obedience over the course of a lifetime. It's about choosing every day to say, "I will trust you. Lord, I will serve you, even when it's hard, even when it costs me everything, even when no one else sees or hears or understands." One of the clearest biblical examples of the reward of faithfulness is found in the life of Joseph. Joseph was betrayed by his brothers. He was sold into slavery. Then he was falsely accused and then thrown into prison. Yet at every stage, Joseph remained faithful to God. He honored God when he was a slave. He honored God when he was in prison. And in time, God exalted him to a position of great authority, using him to save many lives during a severe famine. Joseph's journey wasn't easy, but his faithfulness was rewarded, not only in his lifetime, but in God's greater redemptive story. And Joseph's story points us to an even greater truth. The ultimate reward for faithfulness isn't success in this life. It's eternity with Jesus. It's hearing those words from his lips, "Well done, good and faithful servant." When we think about faithfulness, we have to think about the long view. Hebrews chapter 11 gives us a powerful catalog of faithful men and women who trusted God even when they didn't see the fulfillment of promises during their earthly lives. Abraham, Sarah, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, all these heroes of faith lived by faith, but not by sight. Hebrews chapter 11, 13 says, "All these died in faith, without receiving the promises, but having seen and welcomed them from a distance. They didn't always see the results here and now, but they believed, they trusted, they stayed faithful, and they were commended by God." The reward for faithfulness is certain, even if it isn't always immediate. James chapter 1, verse 12 echoes this promise. It says, "Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Did you catch that? The crown of life isn't just for endurance's sake. It's for those who love him. Faithfulness is rooted in love. It's love that keeps us steadfast. Love for Jesus, love for his kingdom, love for his truth. And when our love for him drives our faithfulness, we can endure anything. We can face trials, rejection, hardship, and even persecution. Because we know the one we are living for is worth it. Paul understood this deeply. Near the end of his life, he wrote 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. And it says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day." Paul didn't boast about his accomplishments. He didn't point to his miracles or his letters or the churches that he planted. He pointed to his faithfulness. He stayed the course. He kept the faith. And he knew that a crown waited for him. Not because he was perfect, but because he had remained faithful to the end. Faithfulness doesn't mean that we never stumble. It doesn't mean that we never struggle. It means we get up, we repent, and we press on. We keep trusting. We stay in the race. And the good news is, God's grace sustains us every step of the way. He doesn't just command faithfulness. He empowers it. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work among you will complete it by the day of Christ Jesus." God started the work in you, and he is committed to finishing it. Your role is to stay surrendered, to stay obedient, to stay faithful. Maybe today you're tired. Maybe you feel like giving up. Maybe faithfulness feels hard, thankless, or even pointless. But let me encourage you. God sees you. Every act of obedience, every prayer whispered in the dark, every choice to forgive when it would be easier just to walk away, every stand that you have taken for righteousness when it would have been easier to compromise. He sees it all. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 reminds us, "Let's not become discouraged in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not become weary." The harvest is coming. The reward is near. It may not come tomorrow. It may not even come in this life, but it will come because God is faithful. And he promises that those who are faithful will not be forgotten. I want to leave you with a challenge. Wherever you are right now, whether you're standing strong or you're barely holding on, make the decision to remain faithful. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Keep showing up. Keep loving. Keep forgiving. And keep running your race. And remember, you are not running alone. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, is with you. He's cheering you on right now. He's already secured the victory. And one day, you will stand before him, and all the trials, all the battles, all the sacrifices will be worth it. Because on that day, you will hear the words every faithful servant longs to hear. Well done. Thank you for joining me this week as we have explored the powerful fruit of faithfulness. Next week, we will begin unpacking the next fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, and how cultivating a gentle spirit reflects the heart of Christ to the world around us. Now, before we wrap up today, I want to take a moment to celebrate something special. Today marks the 100th episode of Awaken to Deliver. I am so grateful for each and every one of you who have come along on this journey with me. So to celebrate, I am giving away 7 free paperback copies of my devotional book, 30 Days of Patience. So if you'd like a chance to win a copy, just send an email to fishtalkforjesus@gmail.com. That's FISHTOK4 Jesus@gmail.com. In the subject line, I want you to put 100th episode giveaway, and also in the message, include your first and last name. Giveaway entries will be open for 1 week after this episode airs. So today, after that, I'll randomly select 7 winners, and then I will reach out directly to get your mailing information. Now, unfortunately, this giveaway is only open to listeners in the United States and Canada. So if you're listening from somewhere else, or if you just don't want to wait, or you honestly cannot afford one, there is a free PDF version of my book, 30 Days of Patience, available right now through my Linktree. The only thing I ask is that you respect copyright laws by not printing or reproducing this book. It's there to bless you, and I truly pray it strengthens your walk with the Lord. So thank you again for being a part of this ministry. You are the reason that I keep showing up. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the Linktree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.